Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for our weekly visit with Chandu the Magician. This is from October 21st, 1948.
Chandu the Magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu the Magician. Would you like to make magic your hobby? Want to do magic tricks just like Chandu? Then send today for Chandu's first magic trick offer. Chandu calls it the Assyrian Money Changer. It changes pennies into dimes right before your eyes. And you can have this trick for your very own by sending 25 cents and a White King box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. You take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. Then remove the block while everyone watches closely. And behold, in place of the penny, there's a silver dime. Begin your collection of Chandu's magic tricks with this thrilling Assyrian money changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to this address, Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer, postpaid, complete with instructions. Send for Chandu's Assyrian money changer tonight. As the yogi had foretold, Frank Chandler finds that he must make use of all his occult powers if he is to defeat the ruthless plan of world conquest devised by the sinister Roxor before his death. Already, the Balkan country of Montebania has been taken over under Jan Metsos as a gateway to the Far East. In the hidden library in the old Balkan castle where Frank Chandler and the regents are staying, Chandler has found an ancient parchment on which is drawn a plan of the castle. He believes it to be the plan for which an unknown intruder has been searching. But before he can examine it, a servant comes from Carter Mason, the American consul, with a note urging Chandler to come to the consulate at once. Half an hour later, Chandler and Mason are seated in a quiet room in the consulate behind a locked door. Chandu the Magician.
So, until I decoded this, well, I'm afraid I hadn't realized just who you are.
Well, surely that's not your disquieting information.
No, indeed. You remember Bob's story about hearing two men speak of a plan to poison my wife?
Very well. I thought he might have been intended to overhear it.
But why?
So we'd leave the country.
You?
Well, yes. It's common knowledge that foreigners aren't welcome here, especially Americans. So, if I could be convinced there was a definite scheme to get rid of all of them, well, I wouldn't suspect it was aimed at me.
Oh. Well...
You mean I was wrong?
You must be. My wife has been given poison several times, apparently.
Good heavens. How did you find it out?
She seemed so much worse this afternoon that I sent for the doctor. He says there's no doubt about it.
Mr. Mason, have you had any trouble with Dimitri?
Dimitri? You don't think...
But have you?
No. I admit I don't think much of him as a friend for Nicholas, but Dimitri couldn't know that.
Don't be too sure.
Even if he did, it's absurd to think he'd poison my wife. Good Lord, Mr. Chandler, this is the 20th century.
Not in Dimitri's book.
What do you mean? He must have been investigated before Nicholas was allowed to bring him here.
Investigated by Jan Metsos.
I suppose so. He's been running the country ever since Nicky's father was forced to abdicate.
As I understand it, Nicholas and his father were allowed to stay on because they were too popular to be exiled at once.
Oh, it's the old story. Nicky's father was persuaded it was in the people's interest to give in, up to a point. Mm. But he stayed on, hoping things would change so Nicky would become king.
The last thing Jan Metsos wants. Mr. Mason, I happen to know Dimitri is an old friend of Metsos.
But we've certainly had no trouble with Metsos.
If you want my advice, send your wife and daughter away for a month or so.
Back to the States?
No, to London or Paris.
Oh, but really...
Well, everyone knows she's ill. Let them think she's going to a hospital.
But this poisoning could go on in London as well as here.
It won't.
How do you know?
I'm sorry, I can't explain. And please don't tell Mrs. Mason what I've said.
Certainly not. It would frighten her to death. She doesn't even know what the doctor told me this afternoon.
Good. There's a great deal more to all this than I've told you. I hope it won't be long before it can come out into the open.
I hope so. Is there anything at all I can do for you?
I don't think so, thanks. Unless...
Yes?
You know the gypsy Esteban?
Esteban? Oh, I've never seen him, of course.
Well, why, of course?
Well, he's one of those legendary figures that peasant mothers frighten their children with. Every now and again, Esteban gypsies swoop down on a village, snatch everything they can find, and dash off again into the mountains.
Well, Esteban isn't a gypsy name. It's Spanish. Tell me, how long has this been going on?
Oh, for years.
Well, it seems odd the government troops don't go after them.
Well, they've tried, but they can't find the gypsy camp.
Well, surely they could follow them.
Only up to a certain point. There's a mountain with a peculiar mark on its side.
Like a curved sword.
Oh, you've seen it. There are any number of native superstitions about it.
Tell me, can it be reached by road?
You're not going there.
Yes, I am.
Not alone.
Certainly.
That's suicide, Mr. Chandler. You'd never come back. Why, what would I say to Washington if your body were found up there?
If that happens, they'll be prepared.
Mr. Chandler, really, I must insist...
Please, don't worry about it. But I wish you'd send a code message to Paris for me. Ask for a complete dossier on Dimitri.
Very well.
He was once associated with a man named Max Bowden, who later called himself Roxor.
Roxor?
R-O-X-O-R.
I'll send it at once. And thanks so much for your suggestion about my wife.
Oh, I'm glad you sent for me. Please let me know at once what you hear about Dimitri.
You're listening to Chandu, the Magician, on WHEN Radio Oz. We'll continue right after these brief messages. And now we continue with Chandu, the Magician, on WHEN Radio Oz.
Dorothy!
In here, Frank. Oh, every time I move away from the fire, I almost freeze. People must have been hardy souls in medieval days.
It is cold. Where about Betty?
Betty's in the kitchen. Mara's teaching her how to make those little native pastries. Frank, what did Mr. Mason want?
He thinks his wife's being poisoned.
Oh.
I couldn't explain what Dimitri really does to people he doesn't like, so I suggested sending Mrs. Mason away.
Oh, but Frank, if it's some kind of black magic, what difference will it make where she is?
It will save her life. Dimitri must feel that the Masons have too much influence over Nicholas. If she goes away...
Hey, everybody, Lugo's brought up the mail.
Uncle Frank, here's a letter from Najee.
And one for you from Dad, Mom.
Oh, thank you, dear. I hope he's all right.
Well, there's no stamp on this.
She enclosed it with mine. She said she thought you might be away somewhere.
Well, that's funny. It'd have come here anyway, wouldn't it?
There must have been some other reason. If she thought my mail was being watched...
How would she know it, even if she were? She's in Egypt.
She might...
What does Dad say, Mom?
He's... working alone, after all. He says his assistants made him so nervous he couldn't get anything done. Oh, he's afraid to trust anyone anymore.
Well, I don't blame him, do you?
No. I wonder if he'll ever be himself again.
Gosh, Mom, give him time.
Uncle Frank, what's the matter?
I don't know yet. Where's the crystal?
On the chest under the window. Is something wrong?
Najee seems to think so. She's afraid of something. That's not like her.
I bet she thinks something's going to happen to you, Uncle Frank.
Oh, hush, dear. Let him alone.
Something's forming there. But it's so faint, I can't make it out.
If Najee's afraid, would it make any difference?
Yes, but she knows that. Ah, that's better.
Why, it looks like a laboratory. All those retorts and stuff. Maybe it's Dad's.
No. I know what it is. An old underground room in Najee's palace, filled with the secrets of ancient Egypt. It was called the Alchemist's Room.
But Najee isn't there.
Yes, she is. Looking into the mirror. She's terrified of something. The Mirror of Life.
Well, that's what the yogi called it that time in Malta.
Listen. Najee, don't be afraid. I can't hear you.
Chandu, if you can hear me, look with me into the mirror of life. Look, Chandu.
There's another face in the mirror. There, beside hers.
It's just a shadow.
His destiny is bound to yours. Chandu, look. And remember.
Frank, I see him now. It's Dimitri.
It does look something like him, but...
It is Dimitri.
Of course it is. That white face and his black eyes.
I have known it always. I hoped it was written that I might stand between you and this evil thing.
What does she mean, always?
Is this the secret you've been trying to keep from me? Naji! She doesn't hear me.
Even yet you do not know your danger, Chandu. The evil of all time is in this man.
I know him, Naji. Naji!
Chandu! If you can hear me, listen. The work you do will demand all the power you have gained.
Don't be afraid of him, Naji. You know better.
Dimitri can't be as bad as all that.
Remember, Chandu. Watch for the man with the scar on his hand.
I know about the man with the scar. It's not Dimitri.
Chandu.
Frank.
Yes, it did. In Mason's garden. There's a powerful, evil influence at work here.
Look, Uncle Frank, I think this is a lot of stuff about Dimitri. He's just an ordinary guy like anybody.
Oh, Bob, how can you say that? You saw him in the crystal.
I don't believe it was Dimitri. Maybe we didn't even see him.
Don't ever let Dimitri persuade you of that.
Oh, well, skip it. I guess I was just arguing to hear myself talk.
You were pretty rude if you want to know what I think. After all, why, who's that in the hall?
Oh, I saw it, too.
What? What was it?
Oh, Dimitri can't be here.
Well, I'll see who it is.
It wasn't Dimitri, Mother. Why, how funny. Oh,
for heaven's sake, what was it?
It looked like somebody sitting on the stairs.
Well, we must be nuts, Betty. There's nobody out there.
If he was there a moment ago, he's still there. Come on, Bob. Dot, you and Betty stay right here.
The alchemist of old spent his lifetime trying to change base metals into silver and gold. But now Chandu will teach you this secret of the ages. With his mystifying Assyrian money changer, you can change pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this magic trick for just 25 cents and a White King box top. Listen, make magic your hobby. Make White King your wash day soap. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Korla Pandit. The makers of White King invite you to listen again tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
That was from October 21st, 1948. More Chandu the Magician at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Elliot Lewis in an episode of The Whistler. Well, my question this time is about that radio legend's final credited work. He served as an executive script consultant for a 1980s television detective program starring Pierce Brosnan. Do you know it? I'll have the answer and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
In Decade of Hits, the 60s, a collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s, brought to you by MusicRewind.com. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue. There is a road in Spanish Harlem.
Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77. Why Breaking Up is Hard to Do with Neil Sedaka, or What's Beyond the Sea with Bobby Darin by going to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember, promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. Decade of Hits, the 60s, can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Elliot Lewis, and I mentioned his final credited work was as an executive script consultant on a 1980s TV detective series which starred Pierce Brosnan. The answer is Remington Steele. I'm Greg Bell, and we're out of time, but hey, visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.